episode 909, Retreat.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
happy,
the
happy day,
radio.
You have made it. It is Friday. It's confession day. It's got all the better to retreat. Oh, yes, that's what we're talking about today. So you want to stay tuned because I bet you can't even guess where we're going with on this episode. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, everyone needs a break. You need a break, right? It's Friday. You're thinking the weekend's here. I'm done. If you work on the weekends, I'm so sorry. I will say an extra prayer for you. We all have to put in our time, but we all also need a retreat, a break. But what would a retreat look like and give to you? What do you imagine when you hear the word retreat? Maybe you think of more of I'm running the other direction because I don't want to face what's in front of me. That's one retreat. The other retreat is I want to go to this magical spa-like place where I don't have to worry about a thing. Everybody takes care of me. I don't have to worry about money, and all I can do is relax. Relax. Well, that's exactly what I did. I took a retreat, but probably not to a place that you would consider a typical retreat. I went home. Yes, I went home, meaning my home right now, where I'm at right this second, recording this episode for you. But the catch is this. I left my children with grandma, their auntie, and their cousin. Oh, yes, we went down to, we went south for the 4th of July, and we decided that when we had to come back, Daddy had to go to work, that they wanted to stay there. They concocted this whole idea that, oh, can't we just stay a few more days and then maybe they can bring us back up and you can meet us halfway. And I'm like, sure, sure, sounds great. And all of a sudden I was like, yes, mama needs a retreat. Daddy goes to work. Everybody else is working, which means mama's home. Okay, the puppy dog was still here. Yes, Rhino was still here, but he thought of it as a retreat also. It was calm. Even our old little kitty cat was like, where is everybody? We all need a break. We all need to take a retreat, but a retreat doesn't have to cost money. We don't have to sit here and invest thousands upon thousands to take a retreat. And think about this. Full confession here. We all need a break from the children. Maybe we even need a break from our spouse. You've heard the saying where distance grows the heart fonder. Sometimes we need that a day or two. Now, if you're always apart, maybe a different story. Maybe that's not for you. But maybe the two of you need a retreat together. So in thinking about Confession Day, I was like, man, it really does feel good to not have to worry about cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Even though my children are older, they can. What they tell me is they're like, Mom, is it fend for yourself night? And it's kind of this ongoing little joke. Every once in a while, when Mom's not cooking, they're fending for themselves. They're in the kitchen. They're figuring it out. Even if it's peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, that's what they do. But then you need those breaks even more than just a night off from the kitchen. You need a day. And I don't want you to think that you need to feel guilty in needing this. We all get tired. We get physically exhausted. We get emotionally exhausted. And we also get spiritually drained. And when we're not doing anything to feed our spirit, nothing to pick us back up, nothing to rejuvenate where we are in our life, well, what happens? We dry up. We wither. And that's not a good place to be when you're trying to be this awesome mom, this incredible wife, and this spectacular business owner. Because you can't be all that when you're burned out. You know, burning the candles at both ends. You're in the busy mess. I mean, seriously, what do you do? What do you do? Well, you got to retreat. And that's what I did. I retreated. I left my kids and I gave them, it was just the three youngest, gave them all hugs and kisses and off we drove. And home we came. And it was really, really quiet the first night. And in actuality, I had a hard time sleeping. Why? Because my babies weren't there. And it just felt a little like unsettled. And I was like, this is weird. I don't know what to do with my time. They're not coming up here telling me goodnight or tucking me in or me tucking them in or us saying our prayer together. We would text goodnight, I love you, but that's not the same. Second night, oh no, I slept like a rock. It was awesome. I haven't slept that good in a really long time. Now, it also could be because I did about 5 miles that, you know, the morning of that day that I, the night that I fell asleep and slept like a rock. But I think it was a combination of everything. You see, we all need that retreat. We all need that break. Do you need that break in your life right now? Maybe you need to figure a way to find it. Well, we're going to talk about that in the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You got to retreat now. You have to retreat now. Don't put it off. Don't say, oh, I've got to save up money for this. No, because I'm going to give you 7 steps to retreat. And yes, it's with the acronym RETREAT. That's what it is. And this is something that you can do. Now, is it tough? Yes, it is if you can't break away from everything, where you don't maybe have even 3 hours to yourself. But if you can get some designated time and space in your schedule where you don't have to worry about changing a diaper or making a meal or vacuuming the floor and dusting or doing laundry, if you can designate and carve out some time, you can retreat now. You totally can. So let's start with the first letter R, rest. Rest, rest, rest. It's so apparent, right? Makes sense. It's simple. Yet it's not always easy. We got to rest. And that means what? Maybe sleeping in, taking a nap. A nap may be 15, 20-minute nap. Maybe if you have an all-day type of carved out of your time schedule, you can go ahead and say, yes, I've got this. Maybe not only will I sleep in, but I'm going to take a 90-minute nap instead when I feel tired. I'm going to turn off all my electronics. I'm going to shut the shade so it's a little bit calmer. I'm going to turn down the air conditioning so it's cooler in my house. And I'm going to rest because we need that rest. We need that quiet time. Then it comes to E, expose. Expose the challenge. This is why you need to rest first, because this is when it gets uncomfortable. You have to expose the challenge or the challenges that you're facing right now. We need a break. Why? Because there's ultimate stress around. Something's being factored into your life that you are about ready to bust. Maybe bust a button, maybe bust your pants. You know, your head's about ready to shoot to the sky because you have no more patience. You're going to bust something. And so in order to kind of take a chill pill, you've got to expose the challenges. What are you facing? What are they? Think about it. It's important. Then it takes us to number 3. You got to get thirsty. You got to thirst for more. You know, you've got challenges in your life. We all have them. But now you've got to thirst for more. There's something out there. Maybe it's the hope line that you need. Okay? God throws us a hope rope all the time, but we have to be open to it. We have to thirst for Him more. But when we're caught up in our own busyness and our own messes, oh no, do we see that? No, we don't. We put ourselves in our own little box. We put our blinders on and all we see is the challenge. All we see is the stuff, the yuck and the muck. And when you're stuck in the yuck and the muck, you see absolutely nothing. It's all dirt. So you've got to thirst for more. That hope rope, grab onto it. Then, when you retreat now, it takes you to step number 4, which is R for renew. Renew the purpose. Renew your purpose in life, where you're headed. Now, this may actually come, and you may have an aha moment. When you allow yourself to rest enough, when you expose the challenges, and you're like, okay, I'm opening myself up here. I know I can't do it all. I know I'm not perfect. I'm trying this. And when you just kind of let it all go, and then you thirst for more, saying, God, come on. What are you trying to show me here? You know, who do you want me to become right now? Then you can what? Renew the purpose, your purpose in life. And maybe it's a brand new purpose that has never been revealed. That's okay. That's awesome. That's called an aha moment. It's like, aha, I finally got it. Light bulb. Pay attention to it. But if we're not resting and searching out and exposing ourselves, oh, we're never going to get to the purpose. But we have to renew that purpose. Because if not, what happens? We begin to dry out again. We may thirst a little bit, but we didn't get to the renew part. And eventually, yep, we wither away. We become a dried up leaf. So renew your purpose. Retreat now. E, engage your focus. Whoa. Engage? Engage my focus? You mean I have to like pay attention to this? And know that, well, maybe this is somewhat of a priority? Yes, it is. We get our schedules turned around because we think we're doing everything we're supposed to. I did it for years upon years upon years. And God stripped me of everything. And he said, baby girl, I've been trying to tell you. Here's a red flag I planted. Here's one I planted. Here's another one I gave you. Oh, wait, and there's a time here. There's a little one, but I planted this seed too. And you didn't pay attention. And I thought I almost had you at this one last time, and you failed. But he says, I haven't failed you. I'm still here. I'm working for you. So you've got to engage your focus. God gives us these signs, but if we're not looking for them, if we're not searching out, if we're not paying attention, we miss the mark. And not just once, not just twice, but every time. So engage your focus. Retreat now. A, amplify the commitment. When you hear the word amplify, what do you think of? Make bigger. Make bigger. And that's exactly what you want to do. Make it big. Put it in front of you all the time. Go to the dollar store and grab some Post-its and get your commitment, your focus in front of you every single place that you go. I can't tell you enough. I mean, right now, you could grab a Post-it and write it down and put it in your bathroom. Why? Because you got to go to the bathroom every single day, probably more than once or twice. You get up in the morning, and that's usually the first or the second thing that you do. Now, maybe some of you drink water real quick. Your feet hit the ground, so maybe that's not technically the second thing that you might do, but you got the idea, right? You got to amplify the commitment. Amplify it. Make it bigger. You want to make it count. So amplify it. And finally, when you retreat now, whether it's only a 3-hour time frame that you've been able to carve out in your schedule, or it's a 3-day event for you, and for some reason, grandma and grandpa said, I'm taking the kids for you. You can just have a break. You can do what you want to do. Then you have to do what? Take aim. Action ignites motivation. You see, a lot of us will retreat. But the thing is our retreat is the place that we all dream about. Saving up the money, going to the places where, you know, everything's paid for. You don't have to think about it. You get massages and you just enjoy it. You have chocolates and champagne and strawberries and you get healthy meals and maybe you go walk on the beach and you have beautiful, beautiful oceanfront views. And that all sounds wonderful. But what happens when we come back from those? Maybe you've been on one of those retreats before. You've had the opportunity to be able to enjoy it, which is awesome. It's a privilege to be able to do that. Did anything change when you came back? Or was it all status quo? Come on, it's confession day. Or maybe grandma and grandpa did take the kids a few years ago. Did anything change then? I'm not here to make you feel guilty by any means, but I am here to say we all need to retreat. But at the end of the retreat, we have to take aim. Action ignites motivation. You want to change? You want to be your best selfie, the one that God is creating you to be? You got to take aim. Because otherwise, You're going to continue to be in the same mess all the time. So maybe you're familiar with this movie called Groundhog Day. And you know his day starts out horrible the very first part of the day. But then it's replayed over and over and over again and over and over and over again. But did you notice that his actions get better and better and better every single time he replays it? That it happens all over again, it restarts. But the problem is he had to do what? He had to take aim. He had to take action. Or otherwise, it wasn't going to go anywhere. I don't want you to get stuck in Groundhog Day, in that movie where you're playing the same stories over and over again. You're in the same schedule. You're caught up in the same mess. If that's where you find yourself today, come on, confess up to it. Confess it in your heart. If you're out walking around, and I've done this before, confess it out loud. People may look at you strangely, but that's okay. I've done a lot of crazy things walking my neighborhood, running the track. Be honest with yourself. Retreat now. Maybe you want some help with all that's happening in your life. Click on the link, take aim. Yes, that means take action. You get a complimentary call, phone coaching call with me. I want to come beside you and help you, so click on that link, take aim. I want you to drop all these excuses. You're too good for excuses. Have you ever thought about it that way? You are too good for excuses, so why do you keep making them? I can ask you that question because I still run into making them. And I don't like hitting those brick walls. But I don't when I understand the retreat. I don't when I'm in action. When I take aim. Yeah, I'm not going to always get it right, but guess what? At least I'm moving and God can direct me when I move. And that's what I need to be doing. So if you're caught up a little bit, maybe you need a break. You know, do you remember that old commercial, the Kit Kat commercial? Maybe they even talk about it now, where they say you need a break and, you know, you crack it or whatever. I don't know. I can't remember the exact line. But I'm sure if you're at least old as me, you've heard of it. Take a break, but retreat now. Rest. Expose the challenges. Thirst for more. Renew the purpose. Engage your focus. Amplify the commitment. And ultimately take aim. You're created for more. So go out and do it. Create your now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.